Alpine skiers are opening their season in Solden, Austria on October 27th. U.S. Ski and Snowboard Director of Marketing and Communications Tom Webb previews the event.
Our athletes, while they are focused on Olympics, they have 3 years and 49 and a half weeks of other competitions that they take part in. This coming weekend, we got Michaela Schifrin and Ted Ligety leading the charge down there in Solden. NBC have just announced a new package that means you can watch every single Alpine event on a thing called NBC Sports Gold. They've launched Snowpass, so fans of ski racing are going to be able to watch every single event that's taking place this season. That World Cup event there in Solden, the atmosphere is absolutely electric. And I think it's a real sign of just how important those athletes are to fans when you see the reaction that Michaela and Ted and those guys get when they're in that kind of hotbed of ski racing. They are true superstars.
Webb says that Ligety will be ready to go this weekend in Austria.
Ted, Mr. GS, I mean, he is one of the legends of the sport, has won multiple times in Solden. I think Ted is keen to get a foot forward back into this season and re-establish himself right up there at the top of that tree. And he's been working out very hard in the COE, at the Centre of Excellence. But yeah, he's healthy and has had a very good summer and is looking forward to ready for action.
Webb also spoke about Schifrin and her dominance.
Michaela Schifrin, obviously one of the great superstars of world sport. A journalist said to me a while ago, do you think she's the most dominant athlete on the planet? And I think that's an interesting point. Her ability to be able to switch from tech to speed racing is similar to, for example, if Usain Bolt was to win the 100 metres or the 200 metres and then switch up and win the 1500 metres. People would say that is astounding. So what Michaela has done is astounding. She's also had a very busy summer, but a very relaxed summer. And I think anybody who follows her on social media will see that maybe she's starting to sort of come out of herself a little bit in a really positive way. So she's very, very much up for the weekend in Solden and for the season ahead.
Skiing legend Lindsey Vonn announced that this will be her final year racing. She is just 5 World Cup wins away from breaking the all-time record for career World Cup wins.
I think if anybody's going to have a chance of winning 5 World Cup events this season, it is Lindsey. She is a true legend of the sport and an icon of world sport. She's got 5 World Cup wins to overtake that Stenmark record, which has stood now for nearly 30 years. She will be in action up in Lake Louise, known as Lake Lindsey, because she is so successful there. And again, everybody who is around her, and you can tell if you follow her Instagram or her Twitter, you can see just how positive and how up for it she is.
Jesse Diggins, along with the entire U.S. cross-country skiing team, recently trained in Park City at a preseason camp.
Jesse and the whole cross-country team were here to do some preseason camp here at the Center of Excellence. Jesse, again, is another one of those athletes who really stepped into the limelight in Pyeongchang. An incredible superstar in her own sport, but now somebody who, frankly, can't walk down the street without being recognized. I've got the privilege of spending a little bit of time with her in a couple of days in New York ahead of our New York Gold Medal Gala. I know that she's very excited about the season ahead, in particular on the back of the fact that we've just announced that we'll be doing a World Cup cross-country event in her home state of Minnesota in March 2020. That is a massive change in the policy of the International Ski Federation, who have grasped the opportunity to showcase the sport to a worldwide audience here in the USA. So Jesse is extremely excited about that, but very firmly focused on the season ahead.
That's U.S. Ski and Snowboard Director of Marketing and Communications Tom Webb. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.